Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we stand on the threshold of a brand new year, it appears we'll begin the new year right where the old one left off, at the United States Supreme Court. A few weeks ago, I stood on the steps of the court while lawyers argued the Dobbs case to overturn Roe v. Wade. That decision will come this spring. In the meantime, today we're back at the court as they hear the case of National Federation of Independent Businesses versus the United States Department of Labor. Although we're not actually at the court today, the Montana Family Foundation did file an amicus brief in the case, along with Christian policy organizations from 30 other states. At issue is whether the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, better known as OSHA, can mandate that all private companies in the United States with more than 100 employees can legally force their employees to take the COVID vaccine or be fired. The policy, better known as No Jab, No Job, was announced by the Biden administration last summer and was adopted by OSHA on November 5th. Lawsuits were immediately filed, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals put the rule on hold the very next day, saying, quote, "the rule grossly exceeded OSHA's statutory authority," end quote. All of the challenges to the rule were eventually consolidated and assigned to the Sixth Circuit, where a divided three-judge panel lifted the stay. The case was then fast-tracked to the U.S. Supreme Court, which brings us to today's hearing. A multitude of briefs have been filed attacking the rule from a myriad of angles. The most common seems to be that the Biden administration used OSHA to do its dirty work, knowing there was no way to get this policy through Congress and lacking the authority to do it through executive order. The administration told the unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats at OSHA to write a rule. Last year, we talked about agencies using their rulemaking authority to in effect make law, and this case is a perfect example. Although no agency has ever had the chutzpah to attempt it on such a grand scale. While other groups are attacking the constitutionality of the process, our dog in this fight is religious liberty, and that's the focus of our amicus brief. The rule seeks to impose a nationwide vaccine mandate on most employees to then be policed by their own employers. OSHA is asking the court to affirm their authority to do this. We argue that one of the consequences of deferring to agencies in cases like this is that it often underprotects religious exercise. Congress has passed laws like the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to protect religious liberty, but unelected, unaccountable administrative agencies tend to view religious liberty as an afterthought, an inconvenience, if you will, that stands in the way of their desired policy. Over the past 20 years, the court has repeatedly intervened to protect religious liberty from agency overreach, and this case is no different. The agency completely ignored religious concerns during their truncated rulemaking process. As the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said in the Canyon Ferry case, minor encroachments into religious liberty must be resisted, lest they grow greater. This, my friends, is encroachment on a grand scale, and we hope that the court sends a clear message that bureaucratic power grabs will not be tolerated. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.